Chapter 3. Alex and Ryan came from church with me, and we hung out in my basement, waiting for the Kyles to show up for practice. My dad had stopped at Wawa and gotten a bunch of shorties, that's a 6-inch hoagie, and we were mowing down on them in silence. Ryan sat at his drum set. He would take a huge bite off the hoagie, put it down on my amp, pick up his drumsticks, and go,
"Brat! Brat-doom! Brat-da-da-doo-da-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-da-da-doo-
nerves. With one huge mouthful, he got up, then crouched and tiptoed toward the game closet. He grabbed the knob and jumped back as the door flew open. He stared at the games and then turned to us, swallowing food.
He's not in there.
He cracked up and then looked miffed as I rolled my eyes. Ryan's dad was chief of police. Sometimes I wondered if he hadn't heard too much gore from his dad, which left him kind of heartless.
"Dudes," he went on, "aren't you scared he's going to, like, show up hanging by the neck on your property? Or you're going to open the laundry chute and watch him spill out all bloody from a bullet through his brain? He did it somewhere. Somebody's going to find the spoil."
"My dad says something about very sensitive people committing suicide in water," Alex put in. His dad was a shrink.
"You watch. Next spring sometime, somebody's going to whip back the tarp on their swimming pool, clear away the brown water, and see Creed with a cinder block roped around his chest. His eyeballs, like, totally rotted through."
"I think he jumped off the dam, and that's why nobody can find the body. It hasn't bloated up, risen to the surface yet,"
Ryan said enthusiastically. He made some laugh that went, Half of me wanted to laugh because it made the whole thing seem less mind-blowing, but the other half couldn't get rid of this thought that a kid I knew might have slashed his wrists or hung himself. It was making me want to call my girlfriend, Leandra, and tune these dudes out. Leandra went to a holy roller church, which could be a pain, because she could go off about things like the devil being real, and stuff that could make you twitch. But I knew in this case, she'd go on about kids who died, going up to heaven, and how Creed was probably very happy, if he had died. I kept getting this picture in my head of Creed in the sixth grade, the one time I truly wailed on him. I had only hit about 3 kids in my whole life, so I remembered it. He stared at me right after. Then blood came gushing from both his nostrils, like 2 spigots. I kept reliving those seconds between him looking so unglued and that blood gushing. I kept wondering if he felt pain. I wondered if I'd left him wishing he were dead.